Its full name is Surveillance Towed Array Sensor System Low Frequency Active Sonar, or SIRTAS-LFA, and it's loud. The system emits a 215 decibel sound called a ping in bursts from 6 to 100 seconds. A 215 decibel ping is as loud as a twin-engine F-15 fighter taking off. Dr. Vivian Verdon-Rowe, co-founder of the environmental organization SeaFlow, says LFA is killing whales worldwide.
Whales have been washing up beached on the shores, and they have literally had their eardrums burst, hemorrhaging of the brain, bleeding of the eyes. It's torture using sound.
Calling submarines the ultimate stealth weapons, the Navy says it needs SIRTAS-LFA sonar to detect today's quieter subs at long distances. The Navy's website on the system says, quote, an undetected submarine is an underwater terrorist threatening any surface ship or coastline within its range, unquote. Feeling pressure from environmental groups, the Navy decided in 1996 to issue an environmental impact statement on LFA. The final version was issued in January 2001. Its 29-page executive summary is riddled with scientific uncertainties concerning the impact of low-frequency sounds on marine life. Quote, data regarding underwater hearing capabilities of marine mammals are rare and limited to a few of the smaller species that can be conditioned for hearing tests in the laboratory. Quote, data on the responses of marine mammals to low-frequency sounds are limited. Quote, there is a very limited basis for determining the potential effects of repeated exposure for marine mammals. The Navy says it plans not to use the LFA sonar within 12 miles of a coastline, or if whales are seen in the area, and that the system will be on only about 20% of the time. But Mark Palmer of the Earth Island Institute says there's a major loophole in these mitigation plans.
In the fine print in the environmental impact statement, the Navy states that all of the mitigation proposals that they have in place are not operative during times of war, during times of combat, and during times of increased threat, quote-unquote, increased threat, whatever that means.
Joel Reynolds, senior attorney with the Natural Resources Defense Council, which is suing the Navy, outlined NRDC's argument for blocking the system.
The National Marine Fisheries Service has granted a permit to the Navy to deploy the system over 75% of the world's oceans and to take literally tens of thousands of marine mammals in the course of that activity. Nevertheless, they have the Navy's been granted this authority and under something called the Small Take Permit, which is applicable only to activities that will take a small number of marine mammals in a specified geographical region, which is narrowly defined. Our position on that is that this activity, as approved by the National Marine Fisheries Service, simply cannot be reconciled with those very narrow terms that Congress laid out in the exception to the Marine Mammal Protection Act's moratorium on the take of marine mammals.
Judge LaPorte granted the preliminary injunction on the grounds that the permit likely violated at least four federal laws. But she said the Navy had the right to train with the system. She has given both sides until November 7th to come up with a plan that balances environmental and military interests. Still, Reynolds called the injunction a major step in the right direction.
During the pendency of the case, namely from now until June, what use of the system will the Navy be allowed to use? And what she said is they cannot use the system until they can reach agreement with us about what areas within the oceans potentially pose the least risk and yet would enable the Navy to do the training that it feels is necessary.
For KPFA News, I'm Kelia Ramirez.